This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of Constitution of India has begun in the Lok Sabha. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh initiated the debate in the lower house. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is expected to reply to the two-day debate on the Constitution in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. The Rajya Sabha will hold the debate on the Constitution on the 16th and 17th of this month, and Prime Minister Modi is expected to reply to it on Tuesday in the upper house. The debate on the Constitution has been the key demand of the opposition for the winter session of Parliament. According to the agreement with the opposition, the BJP-led NDA government had agreed to a debate on the Constitution in both Houses of Parliament. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following the heated exchange of words between Treasury and opposition members on the issue of the no-confidence motion against the chairman, Jagdeep Dhankar. The motion had been brought by the Congress-led opposition. Mr. Dhankar informed the House that the House should reflect as to how many notices were received in the last 30 years against the chair and also during his tenure. The nation is paying tributes to the brave hearts who sacrificed their lives defending Parliament during a terrorist attack on this day in 2001. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remembered the courage and selfless service of the security personnel who laid down their lives in the Parliament attack. In her message, President Murmu reiterated India's unwavering resolve to combat terrorism and emphasized that the nation stands united against the forces of terror. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Prime Minister Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah paid floral tributes to the martyrs at Parliament House complex in New Delhi this morning. Later in his message, the Prime Minister said the country remains eternally grateful to the martyrs for their courage and dedication. Both Houses of Parliament also paid tributes to the martyrs of the 2001 Parliament attack. Members in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha observed silence as a mark of respect to the brave security personnel. When the Lok Sabha met for proceedings, Speaker Om Birla said, on the 23rd anniversary of the tragic attack, the House reiterates its resolve to fight terrorism firmly. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar said the day should serve as a stark reminder of the need for vigilance and unity in the face of challenges to national security. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth 7,000 crore rupees to bolster infrastructure at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh ahead of the Mahakumbh Mela. He has already reached Prayagraj and performed puja and darshan at the Sangam. Later on, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and launch multiple development projects worth around 7,000 crore rupees. It will include various rail and road projects like 10 new road overbridges, permanent carts and riverfront roads, among others, to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said it is the expectation of India that Bangladesh in its own interest will take measures so that the minorities are safe in the country. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Dr. Jaishankar said the treatment meted out and multiple attacks on minorities in Bangladesh has been a matter of concern, and India has brought its concern to the attention of the authorities in Bangladesh. He said the Foreign Secretary visited Dhaka recently. The External Affairs Minister said India has had a good history of development projects in Bangladesh and hoped that with the new dispensation in Bangladesh, it will settle down to a mutually beneficial and stable relationship. In Chhattisgarh, two Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces today. A joint team of CRPF's Cobra Battalion and District Reserve Guard was on a search operation in Basaguda area of Bijapur district. During the operation, an encounter took place in the forest of Nendra. Two Maoists were killed in the gun battle. A total of six schools in Delhi received bomb threats through emails during the morning hours today. Students were sent back home as soon as authorities received the information. The bomb detection team and fire officials are present at the spot earlier this week as well. Some schools in the national capital received bomb threats through email. Meanwhile, Reserve Bank of India has received a bomb threat via email. Police have registered a case. And with that, we end this news bulletin.